Now, as we go into this practice, exploring what we need in terms of self-compassion, using the model of the yin and the yang of self-compassion, let's just take a moment to ground ourselves. This will allow us to support ourselves nicely as we go through the practice. So remembering that mountain pose that we can do sitting as well as standing, with the feet planted, the bottom planted, the hands planted, kind of upright through the torso, that nice strong back, that soft open front. The head evenly balanced, and the eyes kind of looking out, trying to get that big view, big perspective on things. And breathing into the pose. So now we'll begin with looking at the yin, that more healing energy of self-compassion, with its qualities of comforting, soothing, and validating. Beginning first of all with the comforting quality. This is providing emotional needs for ourselves. Kind of what we might say to a dear friend, or they might say to us, to help us or them suffer less. And so asking ourselves, is there something I need now that might help me to comfort myself more when I'm upset, when I'm struggling? Might I need? Few ideas in terms of emotional needs from our various skills. So self-compassion breaks or soothing touch is part of that. Maybe some loving kindness or self-compassion in daily life practices. Maybe a bit of humor. Maybe a nice hot bath. What do I need for comfort, for emotional needs? And so taking a moment now on page 41 in the space provided under comforting, and take a minute to just jot down whatever ideas come up for you. Maybe some I suggested, or other ones. There's no right or wrong here. And don't worry if a practice, formal or informal, is also one that you could do for another quality that may also be validating or protecting. And take a half a minute more for that. And when you're ready, just letting yourself come back to that nice supportive posture, that mountain pose. Letting the writing be now, feeling the sitting posture and the breathing. Another yin healing quality is soothing. How we might make another person feel better physically calmer. Is this something you might be needing more of? to feel more comfortable and relaxed in your body. And do any particular practices pop up for you, such as compassionate body scan that we did today? Or remembering again soothing touch? Even simple mindfulness might soothe the body, so affectionate breathing. Of course, stretching, walking, movements. And the practice soften, soothe, allow. What comes up for you? So take a minute to make some notes. Under soothing. And take a half a minute more for that. And then letting the writing be, knowing you get to do more writing again. And come back to our posture, sitting in a nice, strong, supportive way. And feeling breathing. The third quality that we'll address as one of these healing yin qualities is validating. And so this is where we validate ourselves and another by affirming experiences to feel understood, offering understanding in a kind, tender way. How does that sound to you? Is that something that feels important to you right now or going forward? Learning how to validate your own feelings and experiences. And so lots of ways that are possible for this, such as talking to a trusted friend or the compassionate friend, perhaps. Perhaps a self-appreciation exercise. Or simply labeling emotions mindfully, no more, no less than they are. Perhaps doing a grain practice. There's also a practice we haven't done yet called being a compassionate mess that you might care to try. I think, too, we can get a lot of validation from other people's experiences, such as communities or stories, novels, movies, people who are similar to us. And we see how it was for them. This can be very validating. So take a minute now. Make some notes. How might you approach validating your feelings and experiences? And take a half a minute more for that. And then letting that be, letting the pen be, coming back to really sitting in an embodied way, really feeling the body grounding. A few nice breaths. And now let's look at these more powerful, kind of invigorating qualities, the yang qualities of self-compassion. The first one being protecting. And this is all about keeping ourselves safe or protecting others from harm, from hurt, or even protecting ourselves from ourselves, like such as from the inner critic. Sometimes harm can happen unconsciously. And so asking ourselves, are there some ways I'm being harmed that I need to find some inner strength to protect myself? And so practices that may come to mind. Simple activities in daily life, like physical exercise and stretching, aerobic exercise to just feel physically stronger. Or simply grounding in the soles of the feet in this mountain pose we've been practicing. Learning some self-assertion. Addressing the inner critic. Or that fierce compassion practice that Kristen Neff does in the video and is alluded to in chapter 20. But mainly the video and the also remembering our practices around meeting unmet needs, anger and unmet needs. Perhaps compassion with equanimity might be helpful here. So take a minute now, make some notes. What do you need for protecting? And take another half minute for that. And beginning to let that be and come back to body sitting and breathing, nicely supported. nice full breath. And coming to the next yang quality, providing, giving ourselves what we really need. And of course, we need to know what we need. We need to have the conviction that we deserve to get our needs met. And then we have to go ahead and try to meet our needs. And no one can do this for us as well as we can ourselves. Would you like to learn to provide for your own needs more effectively? And how might you do this? Will it be important to take a look at your values again? To try exercises such as fulfilling emotional needs, self-compassion in relationships, the rain grain practice, meeting unmet needs, and self-compassion and mindfulness in daily life, practices such as journaling, may open us to what we really need. Talking to a friend. And so taking a minute for your notes about providing for ourselves. And take a half a minute more for that writing. And finish up your bit of writing. Come back to that nice, strong, supportive posture. Mountain pose, breathe into it. And the third quality, yang quality, we'll look at is motivating ourselves. Motivating ourselves to do what we'd love to do, what we aspire or dream to do. These may be small, short-term goals and aspirations, or bigger, more long-term. And so we want to think of self-compassion as a motivator, like a good enough coach who does motivating with kindness and support, understanding, a soft tone, not harsh criticism. How might it be for you? Is this a need for you to motivate yourself with love and kindness instead of fear? So possible practices here that may be helpful, compassionate friend again, writing a compassionate letter to ourselves, again, exploring values and living with a vow, and taking another look at that inner critic, learning to befriend it. And of course, simple mindfulness again, getting grounded may be very helpful. And you may have other ideas. So take a minute now to make some notes about motivating. Is that something you need? And you might care to help yourself with some of these ideas for any part of this by looking at mindfulness in daily life in your workbook, pages 48 to 49, and also self-compassion in daily life, pages 60 to 63. I'll put that in the chat box. 48 to 49 for the mindfulness, 60 to 63 for the self-compassion in daily life. And as you consider all of this, also be asking, how am I going to carve this out? Carve out the time, the space. Especially when it comes to formal practices, formal reflections. But also with the informal, how am I going to remember to bring intentionality to informal practices so that they really sink in? So take another minute or two with your note-taking.